Hallelujah. Psalms 39, verses 34 and 5, sorry. Verses 4 and 5. You find this thought-provoking question from the psalmist here. And followed by that, he answers as well. That's the most beautiful thing. What does verse 4 say? Show me, Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. Show me, Lord, my life's end. Hallelujah. Verse 5, he says, everyone is but a breath. If you knew this truth, every single day, if you are reminded this truth, that everyone is but a breath. He says, even those who seem secure, fit, full of money, everything. Everyone is but a breath. Hallelujah. Being a funeral director, I'm sure Sunicha would be able to agree with the psalmist, because he sees this every day. You know? And yes, everyone is but a breath. Tonight, God will be so thrilled, if we can look beyond all what we see on this planet Earth. Just cut off from all the worries, all the anxieties, cut off from all the unwanted things right now, as I say. Just keep all those things away. Keep those things away. Even the pomp, the prestige, the popularity, or something of the other way around. You know, all those you're thinking on in your work area or anywhere, anything that you're thinking, leave it aside. Leave it aside. And look forward to God's unshakable city. Unshakable city. The unshakable kingdom. He says, tonight, he will turn not your outer eyes, your innermost eye. He will turn it around from earth to heaven. He's powerful, children of God. He's powerful. Abraham, the father of faith. What did he say? Hebrews 11:10. They record what he said. And he was looking forward, the Bible says, to this city with foundations, and whose architect and builder is who? God. And that was his focus. He was the most richest man, wealthiest man. You know, the Bible records that. But look at where he is looking towards. A city with eternal foundations. A city designed and built by God. You can find that here, children of God. That is why we need to understand the main focus should be up there, not down here. He's going to turn our eyes this evening. Maybe through the word, maybe through the songs, maybe through this message. Your eyes, your hearts will open up from temporal and fleeting to permanent and everlasting. Shout aloud and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. King David, children of God, King David lived some 1,000 years before Jesus. He knew very well, he is stranger in the earth. Can you just look at Psalms 119, verse 19 says, I am a stranger in the earth. Hallelujah. Children of God, David wasn't ashamed to tell the truth. He said he's a foreigner. He's a temporary resident on this planet Earth because he trusted his God. And he was also looking forward to that place where he will be one with his God. How about you? How about you? How about myself? What is that I'm looking forward to? Is it all resting here on earth? Everything that I'm focused, is it all about here, earthly things? Oh, my main focus is high above. Is it there where my God wanted me to look and seek all the time from above? Ask yourself, children of God. David knew what Apostle Peter, I'm just thinking, maybe he knew what Apostle Peter said in 2 Peter 3:7. Maybe that is why he was so intelligent, so, you know, smart to write that he's only a foreigner in this planet Earth. You know what 2 Peter 3:7 says? What does it say, children of God? The heavens and earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire. trust these things which he see. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that is kept until the day of judgment and eternal punishment of ungodly people. That's why it's saved for, stored for. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just close your eyes. Just come with me. Peter is saying here, the same God who created the heavens and the earth by his word is now sustaining it, preserving it until the day of judgment. And the heavens and the earth are preserved, kept for the day of judgment. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when and what is the purpose? For those who are disobedient to God, they will be destroyed in there. Amen. Hallelujah. So where are we? Where is our eyes focused, children of God? Not here. Because then we will go along with them. Over there. Over there. Up above. So dear children of God, let our focus be on things above. It is his heart's desire that none should perish, but all enter the promised land. God so loved the world. John 3:16, children of God, that God so loved the world. Remember that. Not only the church and the people, the body of Christ. He loved the world. So it is for you and I to direct them to reach there. Matthew 6:33, Jesus says, seek you first the kingdom of God. First our priority should be the kingdom of God. Populate heavens. Hallelujah. The same God who holds all creation together is the one who is saying, we are foreigners. We are temporary residents on this planet Earth. Can you tell yourself, I am not going to be here. My focus is not going to be here. My focus will be onto that place where my God is preparing. Jesus is going to return, children of God. We temporarily live in this world until either our physical death or Jesus return. You know that, right? Shout aloud and say, praise the Lord for this hope. Amen. Apostle Paul says, 1 Corinthians 2:9, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Oh, hallelujah. It is eternal life, everlasting life with our God, our Savior, our Almighty, with him forever and ever. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Now, all those who are saved and born again, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:3, hear me, pay attention to this verse. It says, you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. Deny self, children of God, every single day. Focus on eternity. Deny self and take up your cross and follow him. The word says, he says, you have died. You cannot have the fleshly thoughts and the inclinations. No, you have died of all those things which you used to practice before. Now you are hidden with Christ in God. Hallelujah. Verse 4. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, what happens? Then you also will be revealed with him in glory. Hallelujah. Doesn't it bring smile and joy? Or you all will be heavy-hearted? No, my God, Jesus is going to come back soon. No. Can we just have that smile on our face? He is coming back soon, children of God. The world does not recognize this truth, does not recognize or understand this truth, that the believer's life is hidden in God and that we will share in Christ's glory when he returns. Hallelujah. Can you shout aloud and say, praise the Lord? And please stand up on your feet. We are going to live with him eternity forever and ever. All this temporary, you know, the things that we are facing, maybe joblessness, maybe moneylessness, or anything, lovelessness, whatever that could be, children of God, it will be replaced. It will be replaced. He will wipe away all your tears. All your sorrow will be removed from you. You will reign and live with him forever and ever. In joy we will live for everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. So set your minds on things above. This is what I want you to focus. Set your minds on things above. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. Quickly, we'll read that. Together, we will read that. And read the whole chapter, if you may, when you go home. Verse 1 and 2 says, therefore, if you've been raised together with Christ, seek those things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Number 2, set your mind on the things above, not on the things on earth. And as you go on along, you will see, put off your old man and put on the new man. The word is coming to someone here this evening. He says, a position of favor, a position of honor, a position of authority is coming to you. Receive it and say, thank you, Jesus. This someone has to receive it and say, Jesus, thank you. That position of favor, a position of honor, and a position of authority is coming to you, children of God. Receive this word from him. He says, receive it and say, thank you. Can you lift up your hands and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those who said, sure will have a testimony in your mouth. Sure, sure. Remember, now Christ is far above. Far above. Any ruler or authority or power or leader of this land or anywhere or anything else, he is far above. So no one can stop this. There's blessings to come to you. Yeah. Not only in this world, he's also the Lord above everything, the world to come as well. I thank you and praise you, Father God. You spoke this truth to us, that you are calling us for a higher call. And thank you and praise you that you have chosen us. Thank you. So let us open our hearts. Just open our hearts and just close our eyes and just focus on what he has spoken already. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus, for honoring us, Father. You're choosing us, Father God. Thank you for giving us those promises, Father God. We are not orphans and aliens here, Father God. You are our God and Savior. Father God, you have called us by name, and we know that we are heading towards the promised land. Father, we know that you are covered us under your precious blood. No weapon formed against us will prosper. Thank you once again that you have lifted us and carried us in the palm of your hands, Father. We know by your blood we can win victory over any situation, Father, because you have won the victory on the cross, and we know that we are not alone. Father, thank you, Jesus, for this marvelous evening, this beautiful evening that you have given us. You have made it special because you reign in this place, and your spirit reign in this place, and you have said the spirit will manifest through us this evening, and signs, wonders, and miracles also believe in him. Thank you and praise you, the children as they sing, Father God. Let this place erupt with praise, I pray. And let the heavens come down to earth. Even though they are few in numbers, they are the redeemed remnant, Father God. Remember us, Jesus. Remember us. Let the Spirit reign and move in this place. Come, Holy Spirit. Heal everyone. Heal their hearts. Let none go from this place with a burden in their hearts. I know, my Father, you have great plans for City Hara. Everything will come to pass. And we are waiting on you, Appa. Thank you once again for bringing Pastor over. Thank you for the blessed trip that you have given him. Thank you for the testimonies that is going to unfold in this place. Thank you for this beautiful congregation that you love. Love them so much, Father. You love the praise and worship and all the ministries that is within CTRR. Bless all the leaders. Cover and seal them under your precious blood. In Jesus' holy and mighty name, together we say, amen. Give him a clap offering, children of God. Give him.